For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. A 68-year-old West Hartford man is facing deportation back to his native Indonesia. Federal immigration officials have denied his latest petition to remain in the US, where he's lived for more than 30 years. Sujitno Sajuti came to the US in the 1980s on a student visa. He studied at both Columbia and UConn, but then overstayed his visa. He says he's tried multiple times in the intervening years to legalize his status, but to no avail. In 2012, he was detained and targeted for deportation, but after his case appeared in the media, he was granted a stay and told to check in regularly with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. Then, a few weeks ago, he received a letter saying he must report to ICE by October 5th with a ticket back to Indonesia.
I'm not a criminal. I never do bad thing. It's not fair. This is punishment. Is it trial or trial? I don't do nothing.
ICE has issued a statement saying a federal immigration judge gave Sujuti a final order of removal in 2003. ICE says it's since allowed him numerous stays of removal to pursue legal options to resolve his case.
The fact that it's a 68-year-old man is facing deportation is completely absurd.
That's his attorney, Bridgeport-based immigration lawyer Alex Meyerovich. He admits that essentially Sajuti has exhausted his legal options, but he's appealing to ICE for clemency.
It's effectively a death sentence if he's sent back to Indonesia. He has no one there. He's going back to nowhere. No place to live, no friends, no community.
Sajuti must now wear an ankle bracelet to monitor his movements. He's hoping that bringing attention to his case will work once again to prompt ICE to issue a temporary stay. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.